This is Mind, Body, Soul. The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station. Mind, Body, Soul with Gary Summers on the VOCM Bigland FM radio network.
Good afternoon. I'm Gary Summers, and welcome to Mind, Body, Soul, a show about your mental, physical, and spiritual wellness. I'm here with show producer and co-host Claudette Burns, and my guest today has been studying with the Shin Therapy Institute for 15 years and receiving Shin for 18 years. She started practicing Bikram Hot Yoga in New Jersey 10 years ago and started teacher training 8 years ago. She is certified in and completed the following, and there's a lot. Groovy Kids Yoga, Baptiste Level 1 Yoga, Lotus Center Teacher Training, Restorative Teacher Training, and Accessible Yoga Training. In addition, she opened Castle Hill Yoga and Wellness in Jerseyside, Placentia, which she said she's very proud of. 4 years ago, after moving home from the States, where she spent 18 years, and moved to the city last year to open and run her new studio, Oasis Yoga and Wellness. Welcome, Nancy White.
Thank you.
We were talking before we started, and I think Claudette mentioned you. How did you get into yoga? And your story was so fascinating. We decided maybe to start with some of the health problems that you had and how you actually got into yoga. As you did mention, everyone has an ailment, and there's a yoga pose for every ailment. So before we get into that, just talk about how you started this journey and where it's how it's gotten you here.
Okay, thanks, Gary. So I had two bulging discs. I was living in southern New Jersey, and there was no actual reason that I knew of for the discs. I hadn't been in an accident or anything like that, and I was trying to do everything ergonomically correct, and I wasn't really getting any good answers from physios or chiros as to, you know, how this might have happened. But everyone kind of recommended yoga. And a colleague of mine had mentioned hot yoga, and he had dropped 60 pounds from the previous time I saw him. So I decided to take a hot yoga class one day, and it was a 90-minute practice. My body felt immediately better right away, and I was addicted right away. I couldn't get enough. I would wake up in the morning not feeling old, but more youthful, and I found that the yoga practice itself gave me energy rather than depleting my energy, which is what all the other workouts would do. About 2.5 years into a regular Bikram practice, which is the 90-minute practice, I was going about 5 days a week. I was in a back bend, and I literally popped my two bulging discs back in place. I was actually afraid to come out of the pose because I knew something had happened, but when I came up, I had complete relief from the pain that I had been carrying for the couple of years.
Claudia, you mentioned, because Nancy mentioned you, have you ever tried yoga? And you you said you did. Just talk about that for a second. Okay. That's pretty funny.
Well, I've tried yoga, and I liked it, but I found my mind was too busy for it. And so in between poses, I kept talking to myself, saying, come on with it, basically, you know. And I know that there are so many benefits, but is there something for people like me who find it really slow, for instance?
So there's multiple disciplines of yoga, right? And you have to try and shop around kind of and figure out what yoga is good for you. And that yoga that might be good for you today might not be good for you next week, based on what could happen to your body in the meantime. For example, someone could have a strong Ashtanga practice and practice 6 days a week. Some people practice that practice for 2.5 hours a day. And they're restricted. They're not restricted, but they're kind of married to that individual practice. They wouldn't deviate. But what's to say they're not going to have an injury or fall and slip on the ice? Does that mean that they should stop practicing yoga altogether because they can't do this advanced practice? Of course not. There's lots of disciplines, and you have to figure out which one is right for you. So at our studio, for example, we offer multiple forms, trying to, you know, get the message out there that you don't have to look good in size 8 spandex to practice yoga and to benefit from yoga.
I wouldn't look good in size 8.
I'm picturing that, Gary. Moving right along. Something you mentioned as well that really caught my attention, especially where I am middle-aged.
Okay.
You mentioned the benefits of yoga in terms of people who are entering menopause.
A lot of people start hot yoga in particular when they're entering menopause, And the reason for that is so you can manage when you're sweating. You're going to spend 60 minutes in the hot room and you're going to sweat profusely, so you're less likely for those sweats to creep up on you later on in the day.
You mentioned something else as well. Gary just mentioned it. Maybe Gary can shed more light on it, about how every yoga pose helps with
the medical benefit.
That's a medical benefit, yeah.
Yeah, so I mean, yoga wasn't created last year or, you know, 2 years ago or anything like that. It's been around for thousands of years, and it was designed to reverse the impacts of damage to your body. So literally, whether it's carpal tunnel, back pain, IBS type issues, shoulder, you name it, there's at least one yoga pose, most likely multiple, that will help reverse the damage from that injury.
Most people think of yoga as just one thing. They don't realize the health benefits and the reverse of injuries and mm-hmm. things like that. You also mentioned, which I found interesting, and can you explain, you're certified with Accessible Yoga?
Okay, so Accessible Yoga is a grassroots organization, and it's essentially yoga for disabilities. So if someone had a stroke, we could actually do yoga with them laying in the bed, and they can still get the benefit. So a lot of opening up the chest and allowing someone to get their breath back, that's yoga. Activating your hands and your legs, whether you're standing, sitting, or laying, you're still getting the stretch and you're still activating the muscles.
You asked me before, do I do yoga? And I don't, because I'm a really, really rigid, stiff person.
And that's really why you should be doing yoga.
I know. Right? I know.
You're
a lot of people.
Chastised.
There's a meme floating around out there, and it's Batman and Robin. And it's one saying to the other, I can't do yoga because I'm not flexible enough. And the other's ready to slap the other in the face. And that's why you do yoga, to become flexible, right? So a lot of people have that misconception. They think that yoga is simply stretching.
Yeah, so that's my point. My point is, where I'm not flexible, I don't want to go there and look really foolish.
Okay, so the first thing that you do when you come to our studio is you check your ego at the door, okay? There's no room for ego in the yoga room whatsoever. So depending on how good your teacher is, frankly, there's no one else looking at you. I tell you during class where your foot is. I tell you where your knee is. I tell you where your belly is. I tell you where your gaze is. If there's anyone looking at you while you're practicing yoga, I'm not doing my job.
Okay. Great conversation with Nancy White of Oasis Yoga. We'll be back right after the break.
Mind, body, soul. We'll be right back.
Bit of that at the beginning. So the breath is big, long inhales in through the nose and big, long exhales out through the nose. So for every breath, you're expanding the capacity of your lungs. And you're in a room with a specialized heating system. So they're infrared heating panels, which is the same technology that physiotherapists use. Okay. So what's going to happen whether you're moving, working, or not? You're going to start sweating.
So you don't just turn the heat up in the room.
No, it's not just an average heat.
Okay.
It's a specialized heating system, okay? You're not going to get the same sweat just by turning up your electric heat. So you're expanding the capacity of your lungs with every breath, and your body is not used to that, and that's a good thing, right? We all want bigger, healthier, stronger lungs. And then you come into a pose, for example, something like eagle pose, which is where you're wrapping your arms together and then you're wrapping your legs together and you're creating the kinked garden hose effect for 14 joints at once. So if you're holding that pose for 30 seconds or 45 seconds, you're just squeezing everything and you're cutting off the blood supply to those areas. So then you come to a period of rest. And then what happens is those blood vessels are now unfolded. And all this fresh, healthy, oxygenated blood comes rushing to the area, to the joint. And because you're sweating, the toxins literally come out through your skin and you've just replaced it with the fresh, healthy, oxygenated blood. That's how you heal in hot yoga. In addition to that, some people actually lose up to 3 pounds their first class because you're just sweating so much. And I have pretty much most of my students all say, I have never sweat like this before.
Is it strictly for healing?
Not strictly. I mean, you're building your endurance.
Okay.
You're building your cardio. You're building your strength. You're building your flexibility.
So can you tell us a little bit more about the disciplines of yoga? There are so many different ones. You've been talking a lot about hot yoga. Mm-hmm. But what about for the beginner?
So for any of my classes, if there is a beginner in the class, I teach for the beginner. So if you're a beginner, brand new person to yoga, you don't have to wait for a beginner series to start. Of course, you can if you feel more comfortable. But if you're going to a reputable studio with good teachers and certified teachers, they can take anyone at any level and bring you through the class. So some of the other offerings that we have besides the hot yoga, because the message that I'm really trying to get out there is that regardless of your ability or disability, you can benefit from yoga. So I offer everything from the hot power yoga. We have Ashtanga yoga at the studio, which Susan Hounsell is our Ashtanga teacher, and she is currently in India. She goes to India for a month or 2 months every year just to practice with her teacher. She is the only Ashtanga teacher east of Montreal certified at her level. So we have like the hardcore yoga, if you would. But we also have things on the other end, such as restorative yoga. Restorative yoga is what I refer to as lazy boy chair yoga. So for people who think they absolutely cannot move or get on the floor or do any type of yoga, if you can lay down, you can do restorative yoga. Restorative yoga uses multiple props, bolsters, blankets, pillows. For an entire 60-minute class, you may do three poses. So you're propped up literally like you're in a lazy boy recliner. And the benefit of these particular poses would be to work exclusively with the nervous system. So what happens if you're elevated properly and you're tilted properly and brought to a state of complete relaxation? The melatonin in the body is released and then healing can begin. So it's amazing. You can work as hard as you want in a class, or you can come and take a restorative class and you're going to literally heal there. You're probably going to fall asleep. You're going to forget about the outside world and your phone going off and all these other distractions, and you're going to heal. We also offer yin yoga, which is a pretty popular form of yoga now, and that we have that on the schedule 3 or 4 times a week. We offer soma yoga, which is another very gentle form of yoga for people who feel like they couldn't stand or balance through a whole class. That particular class is done mostly laying on your back. It starts off with 2 tennis balls at your waistline, and the teacher helps you work them up. It takes about 20 minutes to work the tennis balls up your spine. And what that does is it warms the muscles surrounding the spine, so you can gently start to bring space to the spine safely. And there's a lot of pelvic floor work with that one as well. And really, when you're working with the pelvic floor area and the hips, that helps reduce the probability of getting lower back pain. So you have to have open hips to relieve the back pain, right? If you have a bad back, generally you're going to end up doing hip openers if you come to yoga.
Would you sit down with a new client and help them determine which yoga program would be best?
Absolutely. So our offering is 2 weeks of unlimited yoga for $25, and that will give you the chance to try out the different classes. And even though you may not like it today or may not suit you today, at least you have the understanding so that next week or next month or next year, maybe something happens physically to your body or mentally, and then you realize, oh, I need to go back and give that soma a try now, or I need to get back and I'm ready for an Ashtanga class, or I really need a restorative class. So some of our other offerings include chair yoga for people with disabilities or anyone who feel that they can't balance through a whole class. We just started a series, Buddha Bodies Yoga, for larger people. Another offering we have is the kids yoga, the groovy kids yoga. So you can actually bring your kids for a kids class and then take a hot class at the same time. So it's pretty convenient that way. We have multiple rooms. We'll be starting up the teen yoga, and we'll also be doing the teen and parent classes together, which is a partner class. The teen yoga is wonderful. There's so many teens now with poor posture already. They have what I call the head in the electronic syndrome. So they already have poor posture, and they're going to continue to have poor posture. A lot of them are already stressed. They're overwhelmed with schoolwork and extracurricular activities. Coming to the yoga room allows them to get away from that for the hour. It allows them to help bond with their parents. Often that doesn't happen when they're teenagers.
So the mental side is so important, because we all know that the connection between mind and body. You said The title of your session was Yoga for Every Body, which is two words. So you really do have something for everybody. We'll be right back after the break with talking about Shin therapy with Nancy White of Oasis Yoga.
Mind, Body, Soul with Gary Summers. We'll be right back. This is Mind, Body, Soul with Gary Summers on the VOCM Big Land FM radio network.
Welcome back. I'm Gary Summers. I'm here with my co-host, Claudette Burns, and we're talking with Nancy White of Oasis Yoga. Nancy, you mentioned a term, Shin therapy, and Claudette said she hadn't heard of it. I hadn't heard of it, and I'm sure many of our listeners haven't heard of it. Can you explain to everybody what Shin therapy is? Because it said, you did say during the break that it's changed your life.
Yes. So Shin therapy is a form of energy work. I'll compare it to Reiki because a lot of people in the city are familiar with Reiki, and there's quite a few practitioners in here. So my understanding of Reiki is that the therapist uses kind of her energy patterns to put good energy into the recipient. So Shin therapy is similar in that it's the manipulation of someone's energy, except that as the practitioner, I use my energy patterns to develop patterns within you, the recipient. And the concept behind Shin is it's emotional release therapy. So basically, the belief is that for every emotion that we have in life, the emotion should have a full life cycle, meaning it should be born, it should live, and it should die. These different emotions or different types of emotions reside in different centers or chakras. So for example, your heart center, you would feel love, grief, those types of feelings. Your solar plexus, which is the hollow of your rib cage, would be anger, for example. Your cough, which is just below your belly button, would have nervousness or fear. You know yourself, if you get butterflies, you feel that in your belly, mm-hmm. right? We all know that. Mm-hmm. And your root, which is right at the top of your legs, that is where you would store things, mortal terror. So if you were abused as a child, if you watch someone get shot, like really, really horrible things reside in that area. So back to the full life cycle of the emotion. So what happens as this emotion is happening for us? If it's a bad thing, we tend as humans to tense up. We don't want to feel that, right? So what happens then, that emotion that's residing in our center is trapped because we've just locked our body physically around it. And now it doesn't have a chance to die. So the concept is that these trapped emotions are stuck inside of us and they're preventing us from being who we're meant to be. Okay. In my personal experience, I was kind of a nasty person sometimes towards my husband. I didn't want to be. No one wants to be like that. And within about 3 months of Shin therapy, he sat across from me one night at dinner and he said he didn't know of any drug or therapy that showed such amazing and quick results. And it's all non-invasive. So it's a beautiful thing. So back to the emotions and how they're stuck. So you have these things that happen to you, whether you're responsible for them or not, and it's keeping you from living your truest life and your fullest life. So as the Shin therapist, I can create energy patterns in your body, allowing me to open up these centers and pull out these trapped emotions. And it can happen sometimes as quick as one session, three sessions. Again, it's non-invasive. There's a massage table and there's a platform on top of the table, which allows me to get one hand underneath your body and one hand on top of your body. The session is anywhere from an hour to an hour and a half. And again, you're not taking medicine, you're not getting an injection or anything like that. It's a matter of just taking that time and that effort and showing up and letting the healing begin.
And really, this is the kind of the essence of why we started this show is that there are holistic alternatives out there for people. You mentioned about trauma. Would this be helpful for someone suffering from PTSD?
100%. If you check out the Shin Therapy website, shintherapy.net, there's lots of testimonials on there.
Because so many people suffer with trauma. We had some people in earlier in past shows who talked about PTSD and how people live with it and really have not found a way to release this negative emotion. So for Any of you listeners who suffer from PTSD, Oasis Yoga might be the place to begin your journey to wellness.
Well, the thing is, you know, if there's something that's making you stuck, and that's the word that I like to use, if you feel stuck at some point in your life or somewhere, if, say, for example, you're obsessed with someone, you were once in love with them, right? And they're not in love with you anymore, and you wish that you didn't wake up in the morning thinking about them.
But you do.
They have their emotional hooks into you, right?
Sure.
You wish that it wasn't that way, but there's, what can you do? I can promise you Shan therapy can help.
What other trauma? Because people hold on to things and
we lost someone. You could have, your mom could have died.
Grief.
Right? Some people, Newfoundlanders in particular, have a long period of grief. And there's nothing wrong with that.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
But we can get a lot of that out in a Shen session. So it's not kind of affecting your everyday life as much. And I'm not talking, you're not going to lose the memory or the experience of it. It's just not going to have its hooks into you.
And that's the key, teaching yourself, because our brains basically all work exactly the same way, so that if one person can do this and get that negative emotion released, then other people can do it as well. But some people seem to have this concept stuck that this is my life. I've been living with this so long that I guess this is what I'm going to have to live with for the rest of my life, and they don't have to.
And they absolutely don't have to, right? So Shan therapy, again, it's not a medicine. You're not masking the pain. We're not putting a Band-Aid on it. We're trying to get to the root without 10 years of talk therapy, because sometimes you can go to talk therapy and keep talking about the same issue over and over again. So are you really getting over it?
Carolyn Hepgood was on earlier as well, and she did talk about, because she does talk therapy, but she also found that, you know, that the talk therapy is, you know, you deal on the left side of your brain with logic, but you don't hit the right side of the brain, which is the emotional side of the brain, and that's where it's stuck.
And a big part of the message is what I'm trying to let people know today. You know, your wellness is not just your physical body, right? But it's your mental well-being as well. And there are tools out there that you can have in your own toolbox. You can't leave your wellness up to someone else. If there was a magic pill, we would all be on it. But there's not, right?
No, absolutely.
So these are just some of the tools that I've been lucky enough to come across in my life to know that they've made a huge change to me. And if I can make a difference in one more person's life, then it's worth it.
So what about people who have anxiety or depression? I'm assuming that they can benefit from this type of therapy.
I believe that they can. I have personally benefited from it. Whenever I'm feeling down, I try to give myself Shen, and I definitely get in the yoga room. So with the Shen therapy, again, it's non-invasive. You really have nothing to lose. You could just come and give it a try. Most people get up from the Shen cradle, and they can't believe the feeling that they've had. They say that they feel a shift almost immediately, and it's hard for them to describe. People say they have a spring in their step. Sometimes after Shen therapy, you might be feeling a little down because it may take a day or a week or whatever for that feeling or that emotion to really come out and work its way out. But at the end of that, you're going to be better off.
Nancy, great conversation. What would you want listeners to take away from your session today?
I want everyone to understand, again, that there's no magic pill. You have to take wellness into your own hands. And whatever tools you can find that are working for you, then, you know, that's your wellness circle, right? You have to have pieces of the pie that are going to work. For me personally, yoga is a huge part. Shan therapy is a huge part. You know, my diet is a huge part of that. And I'm not perfect at any of it, because there's no one who's perfect any of it, right?
Absolutely.
But it's really about finding the tools that you can use for yourself rather than relying on someone else to fix you.
Nancy, how would listeners get in touch with you? Because I believe you said you're the only Shen practitioner
in the city.
In the city.
Mm-hmm. Currently. I'm going to be trying to bring the Shen Therapy Institute from England over here so we can start doing workshops and getting more people, you know, exposed to the training, because it's kind of difficult to expect people to be going all the way across the pond to get training in this.
What's the best way for people to get in
touch
with
you? Reach me at 699-YOGA-9642. We have a website, oasisyoga.ca. a Facebook page, Instagram. We are located really conveniently 2 minutes from the Outer Ring Road. You take the Portugal Cove Road exit towards the airport, take the right on the Major's Path, take the first right on the International Place. We have lots of free parking. The building is completely accessible, and it's pretty much brand new. And we'd love to see you up at our space.
Thanks, Nancy, for taking the time to talk to us today about what your yoga studio does.
Thank you.
Remember, treat yourself the same way you treat someone you love, because you are already complete. And if you don't think every day is a good day, try missing one. We'll be back next Sunday. Have a great week. Bye-bye for now.
If you have a question or comment for Gary Summers, email mindbodysoul@vocm.com. This has been Mind, Body, Soul with Gary Summers on the VOCM Bigland FM Radio Network.